with us this evening to the book of Romans, chapter number 1. Book of Romans, chapter number 1. Good to see you out on a Wednesday night. Let's stand. We'll honor the reading of the Word of God found over in the book of Romans, chapter number 1. We'll read two verses tonight found in verse 16 and 17 of Romans, chapter number 1. Paul said, "I want everybody to know, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone." I like that word. "That believeth. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek." You see, Christ came to His people, the Jews. John 1, "They received Him not." So He called an apostle, saved him named Paul, turned him toward the Gentiles to preach the gospel. That's why we're saved tonight, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "The just shall live by faith." Thank you for standing tonight. We'll preach on the gospel of Jesus Christ this evening. You know, there are many different gospels being preached in this day and this hour. It's amazing to me what people believe. And I'll be honest with people my age and older. It's amazing to me what people sit under. Because if it's not in the Bible, you ought to let it alone. You see, there's a gospel of religion these days. This gospel says, just turn over a new leaf and do better. There's a problem with that. It's not a lot of do better in us. And then there's not only the gospel of religion that's being publicized, but there's also the gospel of materialism. It simply says this: your worth is determined by what you have, and the gain is the goal of life. And it is all right to have things, but it's wrong when things have us. And then there's the gospel of liberalism. This gospel simply says, everybody's okay. God accepts us like we are. I heard another crazy song this week. You know, I heard a song a great group sings about mamas done went to heaven teaching angels to sing. Ain't nobody's mama done busted up in heaven teaching nobody to sing. And then they said this song this week, "He come down on our level." Boy, it's a good beat to that, but it's unbiblical. Let me tell you, the Lord Jesus came in the likeness of man, but honey, He wasn't on our level. Well, He is God-man. He was sinless. He could have never sinned. He was never on our level. Joel Osteen must have wrote that song. The gospel of liberalism, and then the gospel of society. It simply says this: do as you please. Life is short. You know, the Bible said that in the book of Judges, in those days, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. That's where we get in trouble. And so tonight, there is a gospel of the Lord Jesus that we need to identify with. Four things I'd like to bring out about Paul's teaching in the gospel of Christ. Now, there are four key words that is very crucial in understanding this doctrine. Number one, it has to do with power. Look what Paul said. He said, "I want you all to know I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God." Now, there is power in the gospel. This word power is where we get our word dynamite from, dunamis, great power. And certainly the gospel is filled with power. That's why he said, preach the gospel. Don't even preach your convictions. There's no power in my convictions. My convictions may not be your convictions. And that's where preachers get off the wrong track. They think if everybody's not doing just like they do, then they're wrong. But that ain't right. I can't own a motorcycle, but many of you can. I say glory to God for you. But it don't mean you're wrong. But the gospel of the Lord Jesus is right. And therefore it brings great power. That's why we must preach the gospel. What's the gospel? The gospel is the good news. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. But I'll remind you, Liberty Baptist Church, that the gospel is only the good news if it gets there in time. I think a lot of times we don't share the good news of the gospel. People dying, going to hell in their sins, and we've got to share the gospel. I believe God's put this church here as one of the benefits in this community, not only as a pillar and a post to stand here and tell folks what's right, but we're to share the gospel. Wherever we go, we're to share the gospel of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dunamis, power. We get our word dynamite from this word. Now, I want you to notice, first of all, in Romans 5 and 6, everybody here, we were simply helpless. We could not save our own self. A lot of people say, well, I'm a good person. Well, I want to say this. There are some people morally better than others. But the Bible says there's none good, no, not one. And you know, church tonight, and I won't be long at what I do, but I do want to say this. Some of the hardest people that I've ever tried to reach is pretty good people. They don't see the need of a Savior. But I want to remind everybody in the house tonight, we were all helpless without the gospel. Now, this power changes lives. In Romans 5 and verse number 6, it's a fabulous chapter, this of Romans 5. But notice what it simply says. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 and verse number 6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Now, we were helpless, but I'm glad that Christ died for your sin and my sin. Aren't you glad it's a gospel that is a whosoever will gospel? There's some men, they've seen the doctrine of election, and they think the gospel is only to those that are elected. Let me tell you something tonight. God loves everybody. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. And they get on tangents of doctrines, take it out of context. But I will remind you this tonight, that Jesus died for everybody. Christ died for our sins. We were helpless. Then Romans 8 and 3, we were hopeless. The Bible simply said this in Romans 8 and verse number 3. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak. Now let's hold on just a minute. There was nothing wrong with the law. The law's perfect. But I can tell you how it was weak. It could not transform lives. The gospel's perfect. The law's perfect. There's nothing wrong with the law. What's wrong with the problem is us. We can't live by the law. Now, you have people that was raised up a lot like me. All they've ever heard is the law preached to them. And they think this, well, when I sin, I'm lost again. But let me ask you something. Then how could any of us ever be saved? Because we all sin daily. When you've had a bad thought looking out the window at your neighbor, if that got me lost, honey, I'd just stay lost. I don't like every neighbor on my street. Man, I'm getting crazier the older I get. The other night was going to Douglasville to eat, and a young'un throwed a bottle out in the yard. It just tears me up for somebody to throw a bottle out in my yard and I try to keep it cut and we'd eat it.
Your preacher's so crazy, we stopped at the stop sign, I got out. That's how crazy your preacher is. Well, they could have just blowed me away. Some of y'all would have loved that, wouldn't you? But anyway, I minded my manners. I said, what y'all thinking? I said, you need a job. I got back in the car and I went on and eat. Amen. I tell you what they done. Asked my wife. They got out and went and picked that bottle up. I said, Lord, he's that crazy. Ain't no telling what he's going to do now. But I said all that to say this. You know, we were hopeless. There was nothing wrong with the law. The law was perfect. We were imperfect. And what the law could not do, the law could not change us. And when people have been brought up under the law, they feel like, well, if they do something wrong, they've lost their salvation. But I sure am glad tonight that I'm not saved by the law, because I never could be saved. Listen, the law is perfect. We're imperfect. The law shows us just how ugly we are and how much grace we really need about us. And I don't care how old you get. I don't care how sanctified you become. This flesh is going to bother you till you get to heaven. This flesh is not saved. And I'm going to tell you, we ought to live as close to this Bible and as close to Christ as we can get. But I want to make everybody in the building understand this. We're not saved by the law. The law was weak in that it could not change man. That's why they don't want it in the courthouses. It brings conviction. That's why they don't want it in public buildings. It brings conviction. The law's right. But look what it says in Romans 8 in verse number 3. For what the law could not do, what? It couldn't change a sinner. In that it was weak through the flesh. In other words, it couldn't change us. But God, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. But yet He never had known sin. Some men said, well, He could have sinned, but He didn't know He couldn't. He was God. He couldn't even look upon sin. God could never sin. He's holy and pure. He sent His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Watch this. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There's power in the gospel. Now, in this power, this dunamis power, you see, we were helpless, we were hopeless, and I can tell you another thing, we were heavenless. We were on our way to hell. And we better never forget what God has done for us by His Son. I don't care how used that we get to going to church. I don't care how much we get used to going to a good church. We better never forget where we come from and where we would be if it wasn't for God and His Son. We better never get used to the grace of God. It's worthy to shout about tonight. It's worthy to thank God I ain't got to die and go to hell in my sin. Man, this morning I reached in, got me a dish rag, gonna get me a pan out with one of them biscuits, and the towel wasn't thick enough. I got it out, and it was too late to back out then. I done had it, amen. I throwed that rascal down on the oven. I mean, sound like a car wreck in the kitchen. I'm glad that I ain't gotta burn forever in hell tonight. Oh, it is the power of the gospel. We were heavenless. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 18. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse number 18. The Bible said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But watch this. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. The gospel has great power. Let me ask you this. Why hasn't anybody ever got saved by reading a Sears and Roebuck magazine? Why anybody ever got saved by reading a Cabela's magazine? I love looking at them. I love that wish book.
But there's no power in that. But there's power in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, the reason we don't change Bibles, because we've got the right Bible. When you omit key words, you no longer have the power of the gospel. You have men's opinions. Big difference in a virgin and a young woman. You see, tonight, Paul's writing and he said, "Unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." And then, not only were we helpless, hopeless, and heavenless, but I can tell you, we were hearless. Hearless. 1 Peter 1:23. But somebody got up and told me the old gospel story, and I heard something that would change my life. 1 Peter, underline this, chapter number 1 and verse 23. Being born again. It's an ongoing process. Being. Now, I've been saved from sin. I'm being saved from sin. And one glorious day I'll be saved totally from the presence of sin. Won't have to deal with sin. Being born again. It's a lifestyle. That's what bothers me. People say they've got saved, but their lifestyles never change. Listen to me, people. Listen to your preacher tonight. Don't die and go to hell on a church pew. Listen to the preacher. Listen to the Word of God. I make mistakes, but I can't do what I used to do a long time no more. There's something different. God lives in me and convicts me when I do wrong. Being born again. Now watch this. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, look, by the Word of God. Which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. You see, four key words that is so crucial to understanding the gospel of Christ is power. The gospel brings power. That's why when every preacher gets up, he needs some way, somehow, to put the gospel in his message. Death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. I've heard people say this, well, the preacher preaches out of John 3:16 all the time. That's so shallow. No, honey, that's one of the most deepest verses in our Bible. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. A man will never preach all that out. We've got to preach the gospel to have the power of God in our building. It's a big difference, honey. If I brought a Cabela's in here and preached out of it Sunday, it'd be no power. But if I bring the Word of God and preach out of it, He said there's power in the gospel tonight. That's why the devil, and I know I've come off the bandwagon a lot, maybe I've moved on to something else, but I will say it again. That's why the devil's pulled the drama team in so many churches. Pull the Word of God out. There's no dunamis power in dancing. The devil's slick, buddy. The devil's slick. Wake up, people. The devil's sharp. He don't want the Word of God preached in this church. Because he knows it brings power. Some of you got saved under an old preacher that was living like the devil. Let me tell you, that preacher didn't save you. The Word got you saved. God used a donkey. I heard people say, well, that preacher, he is living like the devil. I doubt if I got saved. Well, that, honey, the preacher was just a mouthpiece. He's going to answer to God for the way he's living.
Let me ask you something. I tell you how slick the devil is. 20 years, you'll be hard-pressed to find a King James Bible-preaching church. Go to the bookstore right now. Walk in. Go to a Bible bookstore. Walk in. Look at the NIV section. It's big as the side for you. You can get the new translation. You can get them all. But say, I want a King James Bible. They say, they up there on that top shelf. Three of them. See, the devil knows that. And you say, preacher, why do you harp and stay on that bandwagon? Because I'm the preacher. Because I'm the preacher. We've got to have the Word of God in our church before we have power. Listen, I love singing good as anybody, but singing don't get people saved. They've done heard the Word of God. Said he chose the foolish as preaching to save them that believe. Now, I love singing good as anybody here singing, I guess, mostly. But let me tell you something. The reason there's power in this church, because it's preaching in this church. And preaching's not popular. But I'm glad it's still right. And a man can preach and not be hateful about it. But it bothers me when I see people looking at me with an attitude. I'm human too. This book is right. Teach your children this book is right. I can tell you right now places that you could get in your car and drive by tonight that had the power of God, and they swap Bibles and it's empty tonight. Our Bibles not for sale. Our Bibles not up for vote. It's the power of God. Realize that. If there's no Bible, there's no power. God honors His Word. Power. Two. Four key words we must understand about this gospel. Number one is power. And then Paul said something, another word. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The word salvation is a weighty word. It means safety, preservation, or deliverance. I'm glad I got saved. I'm glad I'm safe in Christ. I'm glad I've been delivered. Thank the Lord I'm headed to the city tonight. Now, God's purpose in giving the gospel is not only to change man's destination in eternity, but also to help his life here on earth. Listen, there's a lot of good writers. My wife loves good books that she can read and she can glean out of those things, but my ADD just won't allow it to happen. I just, get you a good book, go over there at that cabin. Are you crazy? Man, I've got a rocking chair over there and it will never be wore out. I just can't sit nowhere long. But there's a lot of good books that will help you. And I've read some of them. But there's no book like this book. And God not only sent us the gospel to get us saved, but He gave us the gospel to help us to have a better life here. You can't make me think no difference because I done been on both sides and I know what I'm talking about. You can't tell me that you won't have a better life living for Jesus, not eat up with the diseases of this world, fooling with the things of this world. Oh, He give us the gospel
not only to save us, get us to heaven, but to help us in this life. Salvation, safety, deliverance, perseverance. John 10, verse 7. Watch your Bible. John 10. You watch your Bible, I'm watching our time. John 10. Verse number 7. Then said Jesus unto them, again. Aren't you glad He said some things over? Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now I'm going to say something about that right there. God, I've heard some preachers say, well, God ain't leading you out of that church. Well, if you're not getting fed, He is. Because God's wanting you to be fed. Then I've heard this before. Well, I'm not getting fed. Well, they might not have had the head in the trough. But I can tell you this, God wants His sheep to be fed. He leads them. Now watch this. Same chapter. Jesus said in verse 26, He said, you believe not because you're not of My sheep. As I said unto you, He said, My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and look what they do, and they follow Me. Let me tell you something. Somebody says they saved and out living like the devil 20 years. That's hogwash. And I give unto them eternal life. And I'm glad this right here is in my Bible. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of My hand. My Father which gave them Me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of My Father's hand. Power. Salvation. Aren't you glad you heard the gospel? And the power in that gospel brought unto you salvation. Showed you how to be saved. Wooed you to be saved. The third word in a hurry is faith. You'll notice what Paul said. He didn't leave it out because it's so important in order to be saved. He said it is the power of God to salvation to everyone, watch this, that believeth. Not believed. Believeth. Hold on now. Not talking about losing your salvation. Talking about something that's happened that just won't let go of you. Now watch. Faith. Who believeth? It simply means trusting in, relying upon, and having faith in. It is used in the present and continuous form, which is translated believing. Salvation is a product of grace and faith. Faith and faith with grace alone. Nothing added. You can't work your way to heaven. Ephesians 2, verse number 8. Ephesians 2, verse number 8. For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. You see, this is a point where a lot of people struggle and stumble. People like to do things for themselves. And they like to feel like that they're having a part of it. But not salvation. Because it comes to the person who is simply willing to receive the message by faith. He says, verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast. And there's some in here, if you were saved by works, you could crow a little louder than some of the others, because you do more for Christ than others. He said, let me tell you, we all stand even at the foot of the cross right here. Ain't nobody going to crow louder. Ain't nobody on his level, honey. Somebody needs to preach to that homecoming bunch and get their doctrine straightened out. Don't look down right now. We're preaching. Look on up in here. Devil ain't no phone booth dialing 911 neither. He said spiritual songs. We beat that contemporary drum. Why don't we listen to what some of them other songs are saying? They just as crazy. I wish the devil was in the phone booth and somebody put a padlock on it. He quit giving me trouble tonight. Well, care if you don't like it or not, it's right. A lot of people stumble because they feel like they got to do something for themselves. Salvation comes to the person who's willing to simply receive God's message by faith. John 6:47. John 6:47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat man in the wilderness, and they're dead. This is the bread that cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread, Jesus said, which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then we see in John 3:16, one of the greatest verses in our Bible. And I don't care what anybody says, it's a profound statement. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, there's the word, believeth. Not believed, believeth. An ongoing process, something happens. You know what? The day you got saved, the Holy Ghost come and lived in you and has caused you to believe all these years. When you hear that gospel story, you say, that's right. That's true. That's right. The Bible said the sheep would hear His voice. They'd know the truth. And this is what He said. He said other shepherds, they wouldn't listen to. Well, that's what bothers me when a man's preaching to 50,000. Ain't nobody got an issue when he says the apostles were outdated and the Bible's wrong. I just don't understand that. You see, John 5:24, the Bible simply said this, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, you hear that? He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death and life. Now I want to show you something real quick before I get to the last and I'll be done. I want to show you something I've seen preaching. I don't know if I brought it out here. I wasn't here when I seen it. I was preaching revival somewhere when I seen it. But I want to show you in Acts 16 what they said right here. And I seen that night. And I'm telling you what, I had a Bowden fit. In Acts 16, now talking about believeth, look what he says now. Acts 16, Paul and Silas, they've been locked up, remember, at the midnight hour. Paul and Silas sang praises unto their God. And then, verse 30, that old jailer come in, and he brought them out, and this is what he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved?
That's the most important question that man had ever asked anybody in his whole life. And I'm glad they knowed what to say. Because this is what they said. And they said, believe on. Now let me ask you something. Why have you stopped believing? Why don't you believe on? Why don't you keep on believing? Things may be hard at your house right now, but don't stop believing. Just believe on and keep believing. You can't stay on the mountain the whole time. Brother Dwayne told me Sunday after service, he said, "Preacher," of course, Brother Dwayne's in the bread business. He calls on some of the home offices and some of the places there that make the bread. One of them told him a Bible story, and he just sitting there smiling at him. "You're exactly right." Said, "The choicest grain, you know where it grows? They don't develop it on the mountain or on the hillside. You know where the most fertile ground's at? It's in the valley. You know where you're going to grow the most at? It's in the valley. You're not going to grow on the mountain. You're going to grow on your knees when you don't know how you're going to make it and nobody else can help you. And you'll fall on your face someplace, just you and your God, and you'll find out He is a God of the valley." Keep on believing. Don't stop believing. It's easy to believe when the choir's singing, but when things go bad, keep believing. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Then lastly, not only the power, salvation, and faith, but righteousness. Paul said something right here that is astounding what he said. And this is simply what he said. He said, "He, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. It is written, the just shall live by faith." The righteousness of God revealed from faith. You see, the power of the gospel brings righteousness. I looked that word up. It's real simple and always easy to remember. This is what it means. It means right. It means you've got right with God. It means I've got right with God. It means when we believed upon His Son, we've been placed in Christ. It's an amazing thing by the power of the gospel. It's an amazing thing. God's declared you righteous because you believed on His Son. Now, when faith is placed in the gospel message and Jesus is believed on in the heart, God takes the sinner and declares him righteous. What man cannot do by effort, God does by His power. I sure am glad in 1 Corinthians 6, and verse number 9, 1 Corinthians 6, verse number 9. There the Bible simply says this: "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" He said, "Don't you know that? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, idolaters, nor adulterers, or effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind." This is lifestyles Paul is teaching of. "Nor thieves, nor covetous, or drunkards, or revilers, or extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Watch this. "And such were some of you." Hold out 1 second now, because I'm fixing to be done. So let me ask you this. When they come walk in our church on Sunday, who are we to look down on somebody? Who are we? "Such were some of you," and don't you forget it. And I'm going to tell you, this preacher is going to insert something right there that I can show you in the Bible, but not in that chapter. I'm going to put a little more honey on the journey for you. Don't only forget that, but you remember this, it's still in you to do it. Oh, it's still in there. Don't think it ain't in there. That's why He gave us a Bible to live by. That's why He gave us a preacher to preach. That's why He gave us believers. As my wife taught last night on, we need each other. God's writing it all down, that book of remembrance. I'm going to tell you right now, my life is better because of you people. And I mean it. My life is better because of your children. You know what the preacher said the other night, and I told a man today, Do you remember, I don't know what preacher was, and I don't even know who's young and it was. I can't tell you who's young and it was. But you remember he was preaching the other night at camp meeting. He said, I can tell you one thing. That little boy come over there and hugged y'all's preacher during the singing. He said, I can tell you one thing. His mom and daddy loves that preacher. Because their youngin loves the preacher. I'm going to tell you, your youngins have helped me. Amen. God, take me to heaven. Take me to heaven before I would ever become a laughing stock of Liberty Baptist Church. Take me to heaven. Brother Randall, I was preaching under a tent Monday, Tuesday night, and I still think about Nick Lanessa's little old boy, Nicholas. Remember the night I was preaching here? Said, it's easy to give something away that you don't like. And I said, I don't like this tie because it don't tie good. Little fella come out there, and I was backing out of the parking lot, and there he stood, and I let the window down. I said, what you want, Nicholas? He said, I want your tie. You know what he said? I cut my motor off and got out, pulled my tie, put it around his neck. He said, I want your tie because one day I'm going to be a preacher, but right now I'm a cowboy. His mama pulled up and said, preacher, what's he bothering you about? Lord, he ain't a bothering me. He's a helping me. Appreciate you being here tonight. Stand with us. Thank the Lord for the righteousness of Christ.